This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Sustainability can come in many forms. Here at UC Davis, our agricultural roots run deep. Not only do we have the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences offering several majors centered around sustainability, but we also take what we learn outside the classroom into real-world, hands-on experiences. Sustainable farming and dining are core parts of UC Davis's commitment to sustainability. My name is Megan. Follow along with me on Sustainably UC Davis, where we get to the bottom of campus sustainability efforts and hear from the people that make it happen. Now let's begin at the Student Farm.
The UC Davis Student Farm, founded in 1977, is a 23-acre on-campus farm where students, staff, and community members come together to cultivate and maintain sustainable food systems. Alongside professional staff, students can participate as employees, interns, and volunteers throughout the academic year. Flowers, fruits, vegetables, culinary herbs, medicinal herbs, and California native plants are all grown here at the Student Farm. They host a number of programs, each focused on farming and produce sustainability and accessibility, with an emphasis on student learning.
Here's the director of the Student Farm, Colin Dixon, with some more information on these programs.
I think nothing really is more fundamental, more really existential than food and land. Food sustains people and land sustains food. I think as climate changes and as society changes, we really have to figure out how to meet the needs of our humans and our humanity in balance with the health of the land. So that's the role of sustainable ag in sustainability. As far as where the Student Farm fits in, on a campus where there's a lot of incredible research being done, I think our superpower is student leadership, and trying to develop leaders who know how food systems work, but who can also envision alternatives to the way we do things now and help our society or our food system find ways forward that are ecologically as well as socially and economically sustainable.
Next up, let's hear from the staff and student leads in the Market Garden, Fresh Focus, and Green Fellows programs.
So the Market Garden is an 8-acre farm on the Student Farm property that is a mix of seasonal produce, and also we have some annual fruit trees and things like that. And our main mission is to sell produce to the community through a CSA program, which is a community-supported agriculture. And so what that does is for about 120 people, we pack every week a produce basket with seasonal produce that's ready around that time of year. And so that changes. And then people can pick up their seasonal produce basket for a quarterly fee. And then we also sell produce to the dining service and to a few local restaurants.
And we prioritize sustainability on the Student Farm here, especially at the Market Garden, in a variety of ways. One is the social sustainability that we're thinking about, so whether that's our CSA, providing food directly to the community, or providing low-cost vegetables to students and directly to our dining services. We're trying to make sure that we can create a socially sustainable local food system here. And we also contribute to a lot of environmental sustainability in ways that we can. We are a certified organic farm, so we're trying to reduce our chemical and other kind of toxic inputs on the farm. And we also are always trying to manage our water. We do water audits, so we're trying to make sure that our water use is as minimal as possible while still making sure our plants have what they need. We do a variety of polyculture and intercropping. So we're always growing a huge variety of different crops here on the farm that can grow well together. We also use a bunch of sustainable agriculture practices. We're right now in the process of preparing our beds for winter cover crops, and we're also trying to till them as minimally as possible so that we're reducing the amount of carbon we're putting into the air, and we're also trying to make sure that our soil is ready for future seasons.
The Fresh Focus program is a food justice, food access branch of the Student Farm, and it was originally born out of this partnership between the campus pantry and the UC Davis Student Farm. There was a gap that students recognized between excess produce that wasn't getting to use at the farm and a lack of access to fresh produce, fresh free produce for students on campus. And so that partnership was started. And since then, it's grown into a much larger program that partners with community centers and pantries all across campus and even out into the greater Davis community. And so a lot of food donation and discussion of food, food education, are all core components of our program. And I think as times have changed and our program has grown, we're trying to branch out and be more, doing more work on community involvement and food and community and how we build those connections between the farm and Davis.
I'm just so impressed by how much the students know and how they're truly just like running a farm operation. Like they could feed themselves and their community by themselves if they had to. And I think we as like people in a community are way more powerful than we think we are in terms of like our ability to care for each other and feed each other and make use of the resources and knowledge we have.
So the Green Fellowship Program is an initiative that funds student-led sustainability programs on campus. So I applied to the project because when I got to UC Davis in 2021, I struggled to assess the kind of food that I wanted to eat. I am from Nigeria, so when I got here, I could only find bread and soda. Those were the things I could relate with. So I became more interested in growing my own food, having access to the kind of food that I want. And the Green Fellowship offered that platform where I could develop this project and grow food, share with people, and all of that stuff. So my project is called the African Food Basket Project. And pretty much what we do is we grow African culturally preferred food and we distribute them to African international students, postdocs, and whoever is interested, really. And we also hold food events where we invite people from all cultures, not just African students. We invite everyone, we invite faculties, whoever is interested. And this food event is centered around culture, building connections, offering African students that opportunity to meet other Africans, because Africa is quite broad. So they meet other Africans, they meet with people in the community, they meet with Africans that have been in Davis for a very long time, building that connection between students and the broader community and also faculties.
I've been a general intern for the African Food Basket Project since spring quarter of 2024. I facilitate the plants that grow here. I ensure that we harvest them on time. We transplant new crops pretty often. This has been a really delightful experience for me. I decided to join because as an African American, I really wanted to get involved more with the African diaspora as a whole, along with being able to harvest a lot of crops that go to the center of African diaspora for student success. One of the challenges with our project is the fact that not a lot of people know about it. So you should definitely go to CADS at the silo to get, you know, some free fresh produce that we have offered there. The African Food Basket Project contributes to sustainability in the sense that we utilize a lot of sustainable practices like the lack of pesticides and herbicides. We also use a lot of hand tilling and hand weeding. We also use a lot of different crops that are important to the African diaspora, like hibiscus and okra, but then we're also introducing crops like kale, radishes, and crops that aren't a part of the diaspora so that African immigrants and students can still have access to a wider range of different vegetables that we grow here.
Thanks, y'all. If you're interested in learning more and keeping up with the Student Farm, you can visit their website or follow them on Instagram at UCD Student Farm.
Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll hear from staff and students leading the way in sustainable on-campus dining. Until next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.